As I started listening to more music that featured the saxophone, especially in the mid-70s when I was getting into music, all the great fusion music and the R&B hybrids were starting, like Grover Washington Jr. and Ronnie Laws and Weather Report and all the great music. It was like the renaissance of this kind of music was right when I was becoming interested in music, so it had a huge effect on me. I think evolution is the right thing, you know. I definitely try not to repeat myself. I mean, that's the only thing I ever really try and think about is, oh, that might sound like something I've done before, and try and fix it, you know. But I definitely want to try and stay fresh, but also just be honest and respond to whatever music is naturally coming out of me at the time. It's pretty amazing to look back and realize that this much time has gone by and that so many great things have happened in my career that I never expected, you know, Grammy nominations and, you know, Soul Train Award and Gold Records, all this stuff that, you know, you don't even really dare to dream of when you're first starting out. You just want to be able to pay the rent, and it's kind of cool.
Boney James must have been a fan of American Bandstand, Dick Clark's long-running TV show, where the catchphrase, "It's got a good beat and you can dance to it," was born. That's because his new album, The Beat, is long on solid, steady dance rhythms, reminiscent of 70s soul and rhythm and blues. James became hooked on R&B during Motown's golden age in the 1960s. He says he was later drawn to saxophonists who ventured outside the usual jazz fare.
As I started listening to more music that featured the saxophone, especially in the mid-70s when I was getting into music, all the great fusion music and the R&B hybrids were starting, like Grover Washington Jr. and Ronnie Laws and Weather Report and all the great music. It was like the renaissance of this kind of music was right when I was becoming interested in music, so it had a huge effect on me. I think evolution is the right thing, you know. I definitely try not to repeat myself. I mean, that's the only thing I ever really try and think about is, oh, that might sound like something I've done before, and try and fix it, you know. But I definitely want to try and stay fresh, but also just be honest and respond to whatever music is naturally coming out of me at the time.
Born James Oppenheim in Lowell, Massachusetts, Boney James has come a long way from his dues-paying days as a sideman to other musicians. He often ran out of money for food and struggled to make ends meet. Those lean years earned him the nickname Boney. He says hard times have only made him more appreciative of success.
It's pretty amazing to look back and realize that this much time has gone by and that so many great things have happened in my career that I never expected. You know, Grammy nominations and, you know, Soul Train Award and Gold Records, all this stuff that, you know, you don't even really dare to dream of when you're first starting out. You just want to be able to pay the rent, and it's kind of cool.
James combines his love for Latin music and R&B with updates of Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing and the Sergio Mendes classic Batucada, featuring trumpeter Rick Braun. I'm Doug Levine.